feel the pulse of 1997. I feel the pulse of midnight behind the 7-Eleven. What I've heard is true, the way we all cling to the truth, the way I cling to the suburban stench of rumor, as if it were blooming beneath the sewer line all throughout my youth. Get in line or be defined forever for misappropriation, the courtroom calls it. And insubordination sticks to my fingertips and my situation. Convenience stores are no place to find salvation. 5 miles ahead is the adult superstore fantasy of the entire American nation. I look out the window, wondering if another chance will come, or if it's already time to run. Away we go, away we've gone, to shake hands with our shadows together, just in time to anticipate the triumphant, sweeping sadness of the northeastern Wisconsin dawn. Is there a reason for this feeling? Last weekend, it all felt so rightfully strong. So shallow it is to think of such things to which only sorrow will bring. In Esterbrook Park, the sunshine sings. I've seen it bring out the best of me that follows spring. And if I can sing along with it, your heart might just trace itself back to mine, to the prime of why I ever chose to awaken in the first place. The chance was taken, rural as it was, fuzzy the way I recall, velvet to the touch of your love. I've been searching for it ever since. You can still call if you want. I had nothing to flaunt except for myself when you wanted it all. All of me, the fickle, fleeting cause of my self-disinterest, cost me everything. Thinking back now, and if I ever get it back, I'll be waiting, well-dressed, outside this godforsaken, rundown mall. You follow my subconscious like the melodious trail left by dead, deserted frogs.